roll call. Andy?
Juan.
Tony.
Gary. Then we'll go with the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay, we get approval of the agenda. One thing I want to delete under that is the for Katie Miller, she has decided she withdrew her application for a cook, so that'll be the only thing on that. And I need a motion on that.
I'll make a motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, then we go to the consent agenda. And I'll, is there any discussion on that? Oh, I'm sorry, open forum. I kind of skimmed over that before. Anybody have anything to say? I knew it. That's why I skimmed over it now. Okay, then we'll move on to the consent agenda. Again, I need a motion to accept that unless there's any discussion.
Thank you, Walter, to accept the consent agenda.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right, then we go into new business. Let's see, that's page two. We have a resolution 2026-06, a donation from Greg and Michelle Mitch. And I believe that's for a defibrillator that they would like the fire department to have, first responders. And with that, do we have any discussion on that?
I think it's wonderful.
I do.
If you want to do that, that's
awesome.
Really nice.
So with that, I need a motion.
I'll make a motion to accept the resolution 2026-06.
I'll second that.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, then we have approval to purchase an AED sports pack for $2,152 using the Mish family donation. And I'll need a motion on that.
I'll make a motion that we purchase the AED for $2,152.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Thank you.
Then we come up onto the Crow Wing County land classification future lands sale. I wonder if we should hold that one until Mark gets here, because I feel he may have some input in that. Can I just skip over that for now and come back to it? I think Mark is going to have something on that, so I'm going to skip over that until Mark gets in, if that's okay with everyone. So then we'll go on to the ordinance 2026-01, amending the zoning ordinance and revising the zoning map. And that has to do with land purchase we're making across over at the old golf course, and just Bethany and the zoning department had already okayed the rezoning of that, so they're just asking that we approve that. So any questions or comments? I need a motion.
I'll make a motion that we accept ordinance 2026-01, amending the zoning ordinance and revising the zoning map for the city of Victor Lakes.
Aye, sir.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
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 You better try it faster.
Leave that one for last. Well, I'm just going to keep on moving, I guess. Planning for zoning, that would be me. And again, like I just stated, that we have approved the change, the zoning department approved that change over there for that. Let's see, we've got, last meeting, we had a variance application which we approved on Sunset. That was a project that was ongoing for a while, and that got cleared up. And then, of course, the zoning map amendment, the rezone of the 5-acre parcel across, and that was approved also. And then we also, new business, they've got a meets and bounds split. Well, that was ominous, I guess, too, so that was for a crossover, and that was approved, so that's about all I have on that. I guess I'm going to come to you, Tony, with the parks.
Okay. approval of Amendment 2026-7, for the Sourcewell. Yeah, this is a grant from Sourcewell for $30,000. Is it been sent in?
Tomorrow.
It's tomorrow. I knew it was due soon. These are funds that we can get for Sourcewell to benefit the community. So we are applying for it. We have some specific thoughts in mind of where we're going to use it for the park from quite a bit of it.
And the initial locations of what that project, could you let us know what?
Of which project?
Of the Sourcewell. If we did the money, where are you thinking of it?
Were you thinking about using it in the park? We established that Chester Meats, the well over there with all the filters and all the stuff could use a shed over it. Chester has some bids on a shed so that would be covered and therefore no one would be able to murky with or get into anything with that. We're looking at swing sets. We're looking for little swing sets for the little kids and then bigger swing sets for the older kids and maybe some other equipment there. What else did we talk about?
Jess was doing older kids swing sets with two toddler on the ends and then two toddler swings in the toddler area. We're doing garbage cans, picnic tables, monkey bars. We're doing like a Connect Four. It's really cool. And I think she was up to close to the $30,000 mark. So what she'll do is she'll submit it tomorrow, and then they have a 5-day period, I think, where they review it, and then they shoot it back with things you need to either change or take out. So your odds of it being accepted are better.
I just didn't know if there had been any discussion like foot trails or anything like that. You might take a look at the parks and rec.
Oh, that's not a bad idea. We have not looked at that. I think that is a good idea. So I'll make a motion that we accept Resolution 2026-07. This is a resolution agreeing to submit an application to Sourcewell Community Benefit Funds for up to $30,000 for park improvements.
Second.
All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, now Mark, we're going to come back to another.
Yeah, because I've got a bunch of questions on the consent agenda, too. I'm sorry, I meant to be earlier.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I got a phone call with Tom Stratford quite a while.
You took that instead of me, then.
I lost track of time. It's completely my fault. And I know I got that time.
Can we revisit that consent agenda, then? We've already kind of agreed to it.
I think if he has questions on it. Yeah.
I do. Some of them are spending. Okay, here's one folder over that I have here. Yeah. Tax forfeit sales on timber was $755. Is that what
that's all we received? Was? Yep.
Okay.
What pages are we? Will you say the pages when you find it?
I'm just reiterating what I found in the consent agenda, which is our spending and our income. And I just wanted to revisit. I folded over the pages, circled what I'm unsure of.
I did the same thing.
Yeah, so and I just want to revisit my tabs and see the folder over the pages.
This is what you're looking at.
Jessica, your deputy on 312, page 16, stipend, mileage, and supplies. What are we paying for mileage? And is that, do we pay everybody to drive a Brainerd?
Okay, Jessica. So it's $35 for the phone stipend, and then it looks like $21.75 for mileage. That's for mostly banking.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. For a whole month.
$0.30 for.
For a whole month, and we pay 67 cents a mile, I think.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's just one way.
And then the $4.30 was for, I think, limes she picked up. So. Good questions.
All right. That, I think that must have been all I had on that part, unless you guys have passed.
I held this one for you until you showed up. We're beyond it, but we haven't talked about it yet.
Okay, that's right.
I kind of thought you wanted to talk about it, so we kind of bypassed that until you got here. All right, we'll move on now then. We're all good. We're going to move on to Towing County Land Classifications Future Land Sale. So, like I said, I think this was something that you had some comments about possibly. And
it's funny because Tom and I ran into some other issues when Chester and I went and visited an email that I don't know if you were privy to. I don't think anybody, I know I was.
Up on Sean?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's your name.
Yeah. Chester. We've actually got that in our deal here too.
Oh, no, was that on?
No, it was not at a
time. It wasn't. I think it's just here. We're not really.
Yeah, it's just Chester and I talked about how we've got a plan moving forward. Chester and I can deal with that at this point.
All right, I had a conversation with Chester also on that, so whatever, I think that's gonna, whatever happened, that's kind of.
We'll circle.
Another deal, but I think we're at that land sale now, so are there any.
Can I explain one thing, though? I'm sorry. I'd like to explain. So what was in your packet was pages and pages of information. And I circled back to the county because after I put it together, I went, geez, some of these look familiar from last month.
Yeah.
So then I went through.
Some of them are from 6 months, and these two new ones are from 6 months ago. Or four in the last.
I asked Tom that, and he said no.
These are different than the ones.
That's what he said. They sold the ones from last time. But so then I went through, there's only two for tonight, and they're on Ox Lake. The others you approved. They're done deal. Yes, so two. And I don't know why there's no RE codes here. Do you know which ones, Mark or Gary?
It would be the latter ones, I think. I think it's the latter ones. Yeah.
Okay. So I just wanted to point that out.
Right there you go. That's one of them.
Yeah.
In the next arrow down, the next corner section.
Here?
And actually, if you can scroll that screen till it's the top, can you make that screen roll forward? Because the other section is the next one to the east.
Well, there's only two. It's one on top of the other tonight.
Oh, it's those two?
Yep.
I thought it was one at the arrow.
Let me go back and make sure, but. I don't know why my.
She just kind of skimmed at the top of the box on this map.
Let me get in the
see,
old.
See, I think it's these two parcels we're talking about.
This one's in our folder, too.
That, what is that?
So, with that, you spoke with Tom Strack.
That's either way.
Oh, so that's already been done. That's what's in our, we got extra stuff in there.
Okay, I stand corrected. It's this one. That's one of them. It's on Big Ox.
Okay, got it.
And then it's the one above it. So it's 524 and 527.
Okay, so these basically kind of go like this.
Yep.
All right.
And speaking with Tom Strack today, because Gary came in with questions, and he said, and Mark, if you talked to him today, correct me if I'm wrong, he apologized for not having more information and having the ability to send an email to explain things to you. He said, the reclassification is just a matter of them obtaining the deed to sell the land, because as it stands, they can't access the land. So it does the citizens of Crow Wing County no good for them to hold on to this land.
But, and I'll give you my argument that I have with Tom, was you can't access it freely through a public road system, but you could pay, and typically what would, they would do is the neighboring landowner would get 10 cents on the cord for them transporting over it. And so that they don't have access to it is not true. They can make an access, because there's high ground all over the place. They can access it. It's just going to cost them money.
Right, but they are property owners.
They've got to get the permission, and they've got to...
Right, but there's property owners who won't give permission.
Well, and that's the thing. No, they never even went... Because I researched the parcels we voted on last month, those four parcels going from north to the west way,
right, across the north,
all the way across to behind my house. They never consulted a landowner to cross that, because the county actually put in a road across only to get his name wrong. But he's got the property. He came to us with the railroad idea. Remember that one? Probably 2-3 years, maybe 4 years ago. Remember the railroad? The guy wanted to put the railroad.
Oh, yeah. I don't remember his name.
Tom tell you that those ones on Mitchell are going to be logged?
There is one that's going to be logged.
One that's going to be logged.
Yes, that's been on the docket for about 5 years. But he said also with some of this is, like on West Fox Lake Road, there was a reclassification done there by us, and then it went up for tax forfeiture sale, but only part of it did, because they found part of it was actually had a homestead on it. Is how he explained it today. And so that does them no good. And so they want to clean these things up and make it right. And their goal, he said, is to make it so the tax forfeit land is accessible by all of us. Okay, but if it's landlocked, you can't get to it.
Right.
So he said then they look at it and think, okay, well, you know, to put it up for sale, that would give the neighboring properties the opportunity to purchase it.
Which would limit the other neighbors from accessing it. Once it becomes,
but they can't access it legally now.
Well, the neighbors can though. So in my instance where I have the south half of the 40, Bruce Ublin has the west side, Randy Mortz has the east side, and who started the grow shed?
Friesner?
Friesner's have the north side.
Okay.
And we all came to an agreement that, listen, if we just leave it alone, we can all walk out there. If it's one person owns it, well, now we gotta call my neighbor, which isn't a bad thing to call your neighbor and talk to him anyway, but then we gotta jump through hoops, and we're at this point, we all kind of walk out there, and there's trails out there, and is it private? Yes, somewhat, but it's accessible to everybody adjacent to it. That's where I voted no.
You know, and that's a tough one, because you guys have it landlocked and you sell it. I can't go out there.
Nope.
You know, so I don't know what the solution is.
So it's not public.
And that's
no, it's really not.
But on that same note, we all know people who access this land right here, and some of the stuff we voted on last year that's just north of here, Nate Watt.
Well, my son did.
Your son? How about, and our former bartender?
Patty.
All used to walk out there, and now they're all shut off. Because actually, anyway, in Ox Lake, so if you take a trail through all this county land and you have access to it, you come out at Ox Lake, and somebody, well, I'll tell you what, if you ever ice fished on Ox Lake, if you're out there for more than an hour and you haven't had a visit from one of the neighbors, you're pretty lucky, because right. You go fish on Ox Lake, somebody's going to come out and say, how did you get on? Whose property did you come through? And if you don't have a right answer.
Well, with that being said, with that particular property, doesn't that trail, is that trail, does it have to, is it crossing private that shuts it off? It is. So that trail.
From our side, I don't know anybody on the south side.
From this way, Swenson shuts it off.
Yeah.
But on the other end, is it open or not?
I don't believe so from the south. I don't know who has this.
There's trails there. I used to ride horseback.
Yeah, I used to walk trails back then.
Ox Lake, you come out at Ox Lake Landing. And
yeah, so I was under the assumption that was free to come in that way. I don't know. Maybe it does cross private property.
I don't know.
But, I mean, that has neither here nor there for what we're dealing with tonight. But, you know, I know I was out there hunting a number of years ago. I was grouse hunting, walking down the trail, and some guy went with and passed me on a bicycle. You know, that was back when I had property up abutting it, but that's been over 25 years ago since that was. But so I had always assumed that it was open from the Ox Lake end on that property.
I believe it's all private. But as we all know, 20 years ago, there's so many absentee landowners, just like south of you and everything else around here, there was absentee landowner, and we kind of went, there's a trail here. I've been a trail here for 40 years, and I'm going to stay on this trail, and all of a sudden, now we're all here.
Well, and you know, I grew up on the end of the old grade, and I had free reign of thousands of acres, but now it's all been shut off, so.
And especially along the old grade.
Yeah, a lot of that used to.
A lot that are budding.
They've shut that all off, you know. But anyhow.
They shut off the trails that they.
If we don't reclassify this, then what happens with this land?
They'll just move forward with the public hearing and reclassify it.
They're going to sell it anyways, whether we do anything or not.
Right. That's pretty much.
It's kind of a moot point.
It really is. They're asking for our blessing. One thing I did, I spoke with Bethany about that. And after the fact, we can zone that however we'd like. You know, we can.
If we have a forest preservation.
And yeah, and I think that breaks down to a 15-acre lot is the minimum you can sell under a forest preservation, I believe, is what she had said. So, you know, it's going to happen no matter, I think, however we vote. But then we do have control of how it's going to be used after that, but through zoning. But that's about all we've really got, I feel. I don't know.
But what's the zoning on it now?
Forest preservation, I believe. Well, it's actually those parcels right there.
There were four parcels. One is zoned.
No, there's only two.
Charlotte.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. We're talking about that. Yeah, those two.
Okay, so that's special protection, right?
Shoreland area, special protection, yeah.
Because then what we talked about with Bethany is then if you want planning and zoning to review it and review the criteria, because special protection, I don't recall, is that 5-acre minimum, 10-acre, you know, where forest preservation is more.
And that was the ones we had done last month, and I guess that's where her and I spoke more on those, not so much on these, I'm kind of lacking that information.
You would have to direct the Planning Commission to review the zoning on those, or maybe all special protection, because all of that, the lighter is special protection. And that's what she said, you just need to direct them if you have concerns. That the criteria should be larger lots if someone were to purchase and develop.
Right.
And more anything else, I guess it depends on, do we want more of our lakes built up? These are two parcels that are definitely both pristine.
Right, they're very nice.
And do we want to raise our tax base by letting this become, and there's a little over a quarter mile, so there's throw out a number of about 5,000 feet of possible construction. Randy, what's your thought? You've had the newest construction here on your home in the last 10 years. And you don't really see it. Yeah, you do. You're looking right out your window at it, aren't you? What are your thoughts?
Oh, I don't have an issue with it. It all depends on who you're talking to. Also, there's both sides to each story. So,
because feasibly, we're looking at another $1 million of revenue for the city.
Well, and one other thing that I kind of looked at, you know, not so much with these two, but others, is if we, you know, one of those up there, if somebody developed one of them, that may create access in further in. It's now a residential area, and that road is now we can access into the.
But on the same note, is it? Are we going to end up in an agreement with the city of Cross Lake to maintain those roads? Because to send Chester all the way around the loop around Ox Lake to get access that to plow it, does that make sense? Because that's a long windy road.
Right.
So now we're going to look at getting an agreement across Lake for maintaining.
Well, we don't have to accept any roads over there. We don't have to. You know, if somebody were to develop that, we as a council do not have to accept these. To the best of my knowledge, you may know more about that, but you know, on that, you know. But I think the main question here is tonight is, do we agree with what they're going to do no matter what? Or do we, no matter what, how we vote, it's going to happen. They're just looking, I think, for our blessing.
So the four parcels east of there, looking at the map that Ann just highlighted, the two parcels we're talking about tonight. The four parcels to the east of there have been, we all voted on those, I believe, about a year ago. To my knowledge, to this date, nobody's purchased any of them.
Right, right.
But there's no lakeshore on them either.
No, lakeshore's going to get a lot of perked up ears and people jump through hoops to get into there, certain people, you know.
Mm-hmm. And you and I, it's been a few years since I've been back there, not that many, but that's all pretty decent ground.
It's real nice in there, yeah.
It's actually pretty flat, good walkout.
No, they did not sell.
Hmm?
They did not sell.
No.
So that being said, there probably is not an access to that property through Ox.
What it tells me is, and I did inform at least three different homeowners around those parcels, nothing ever happened to them. They all were informed and they all opted to do just like we've done on
the beach.
Like,
kind of
hey, we all agree, let's all play on it and nobody has to pay taxes.
Right,
nobody has permission to go there.
So, anyhow, I don't know. It's.
Hate to drag this out, but we don't want to go with that.
Yeah. But I think it comes down to, you know, we've got I guess we need to make a motion and have a vote on. So, with that being said, if there's no more discussion, do I have a motion on that Crow Wing County land classification future land sale? need a motion if anybody cares to.
You can die for lack of motion.
Yep, and that's what I'm waiting on here. Well, I don't hear any motions. I think it's going to die due to lack of motion. I think it's gone. I've never had to do that personally.
So they have 60 days.
And then they're going to do what they want to do anyhow, I think, is kind of how I have been doing it, so. We could let Tom track a little of our decision on that, and if he has any input, we could always bring this back next month.
That's past the 60 days, though.
Oh, it's already passed.
Well, what they're asking us...
So what you're going to have to make a motion to not approve it.
I'll make a motion that we do not change the classification on parcels.
You're not changing it. You're just... They're asking for your permission.
To change it.
Yes.
No, they can sell it. They can't change the classification. That's ours.
No, there's two different zonings. The county has their own zoning and we have our own zoning.
But our zoning... If it's zoned, what's it called? Water, wetland preservation or something like that?
Not through the county, though. That's through us.
That's our classification.
Yes. We have to follow shoreline area. We still have to follow. So if anybody buys it, they can't really do anything with it. As long as it's zoned shoreline.
But through the county right now, it's how I understand it, is it's zoned... The classification, takeaway zoning, through the county, the classification is conservation. What they're looking for is for you to bless them and say, yes, you agree that they can classify it as non-conservation, because they have to have that to obtain the deed. And what's going to happen is, it says, must first approve the classification, and that'll go to their board. But they need they would like your approval as well. And if you don't, then what you're triggering is then they have to do a public hearing on it.
I guess.
So it's essentially costing them more money, but how I look at it, they're going to get it in the end.
We're making them jump through hoops and it'll cost more money, but it's going to end up the same way as I see it.
Not necessarily. We don't have to change our shoreline area.
No, that classification would remain the same. It's their classification that they're asking us to. That is, even though they changed that from conservation into non-conservation, that shoreline special thing stands because that's our classifications.
That'll never go away without you doing that.
And that, I'm not quite certain about what that, if there's lot sizes or what the actual building stuff is on that.
So it says if you respond within 60 days and do not support the county board's action, which you don't have to, they must follow a procedure, and it's a state statute, with regard to the parcel, and must additionally cause to be published in a newspaper a notice of the date, time, and location and purpose of the required meeting. So then if there is people who...
don't want it, they can voice that.
Because it's almost like you're talking on behalf of the citizens, that yes, you... So if you don't want to, I mean, there's a letter at the end of the packet, you know, if you read it from a concerned citizen on the one that we approved last month, questioning why. So, but if you don't want to approve it, then I would just like a motion.
I'll make a motion we don't change it from conservation to non-conservation.
Motion that we do not?
Correct.
Okay, we have a motion. May I have a second?
Can I go again, please?
I make a motion that we do not change it from conservation to non-conservation.
I'll second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right, then we'll move on to, if I can remember where we left off.
Page 64.
Yeah, we went okay, so I think we go to fire and rescue with Tony again. Or was there more, anything else on parks that we had to talk about?
I don't think so.
Is this amendment revising?
What's that? We're not here at all. That's where we just
started. Can I back up just first briefly to, you guys passed ordinance 2026-01?
Yes, we did.
Amending the zoning ordinance?
Yeah, that's mainly on the property across the street. We rezoned that 5 acres into commercial, I think it was.
Commercial mixed use.
I have a full number on that one. Sorry about the backup.
No, that's all right. Is there questions about that? Or?
No, I just wanted clarification on why that was.
Yeah, that was mainly about that property.
165, yes, it's reclassified from commercial mixed use to public and parks.
Okay, yeah, so that then gives it the same classification as the rest of the city property.
Yep.
Okay.
All right, now.
Now we're on.
We go to Tony with fire and rescue.
Okay, Jesse, report from Jesse. Everybody got Jesse's letter?
We have four medicals and one fire call in the month of March. We're applying for some more grants. This year we have a pretty good plan going for more wildland extrication suits. We're going to try for a side-by-side come July. And the stuff that we had got last year will be, we should have it all received by June when all the receipts are due and everything. So that should all be said and done there. I think we're just waiting on backpacks, I think, for that. I like the AED we got the information for. That's great.
Nice.
Did I miss it? Wasn't there a resolution to accept money from the Mitch family again?
That was earlier on too.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Yeah. And they approved the purchase of a new cover too. So. I guess all what I got.
Okay, thank you, Jesse.
Alrighty.
And it says fire relief gambling lease. I'll turn that over to Lori.
So we're still in discussions on a lot of stuff with gambling, but we will have to either do an addendum to the lease or redo the lease if we add in electronic linked bingo, which I am looking into. I got more information today from Pete at Bringer Games, and he's got to get me the lease for that. There is a monthly cost. We would pay out any winners up to $5.99, and anything $600 or over, the phone will ring. And I confirm, even at 1 in the morning, the phone will ring, and the phone gets handed over to the winner, and they deal with that. It is not a money maker. We do have to put into the pool, but again, we're like the only place that doesn't have it. So, but just know that when I'm looking at our current lease, it is not checked on here. So we will, but again, I have to get everything through our members' approval beforehand. So once I get that lease for that, we were thinking in talking with Pete today that we could roll that out May 1st if all approved, but we probably have to wait if we have to redo this or do an agenda for this because we'd have to come to the next council meeting. So, mm-hmm. So I know we have that one. So,
okay, yeah, we're working on other stuff. So,
we're working on other stuff and
with the game room, so
yes.
And I must say, Tony was a great victim.
Yes,
she
was.
Pardon me.
Never come to your training meeting.
Thank you.
Too bad I gave that up so quickly.
You didn't walk, you ran.
We take advantage of council members.
It really did bring back some really good memories of training and stuff. We spent a lot of time doing stuff like that. It was good.
Thank you, Tony.
Yes.
All right, we're going to move on to road construction with Mark, and we've got a kiosk.
Over the hill game.
Have they gotten back to us with anything?
No, we'll have to push that off.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anything else on roads, Mark?
Well, we got to deal with what happened today. We're just going to let Chester and I deal with it.
I don't think we want to deal with that today. It wasn't on the agenda. I think it needs to be thought about a little bit more. It kind of came up quick all of a sudden. And I'd like to hear the solutions on that also. I know Chester and I talked a little bit today. I don't know if he talked before or after you.
Right before. We were pretty early this morning.
All right, yeah. We spoke afterwards. But yeah, that I think we'll just kind of let that go for now. And if we have to come back and bring it up, we will. All right, then that moves us along to Randy with...
Actually, page 77, we are in resolution 2026-07.
Yeah, we just voted on that, I think, as you were coming in.
Well, with the end of the first quarter, some good numbers are coming out, still in the red for action. But all in all, in decent shape. If you look at total sales compared from last year and this year, we're running roughly around $40,000 to $50,000 in sales, which is good. Same can be said for operating expenses. We're averaging $17,000 to $18,000 in the first quarter, and that holds true with last year's numbers too. So the red numbers are there, but they're getting smaller. So I guess we just keep on getting on, and starting here in the second quarter, hopefully we'll have some better black numbers. So, does anybody have any questions?
I think we're good on that.
Okay,
let's see. Management positions. What is, for the liquor store?
I just told you I'd keep it on there every month.
Oh, all right. Just kind of remind us.
Well, just if I think the biggest thing is communication. If you're hearing anything, if something's working or not working, you know, because it's different. We've never done something like this before, especially leading into the busy month. So, or if you have questions for me or suggestions or.
Well, how do you feel it's going? I mean, you're at the head of the group.
I think it's going good. Kim and I and Jess tend to powwow on Mondays, not planned, but we tend to eventually come together and sit for a good hour, probably hour and a half, and just go through things. They're a good support. Kim's taking on more and more. Jess is taking on more and more and learning more. They're wonderful to have because when I ask, can you do this, can you do that, you know, because I'm in the midst of all this stuff, and they're on it. It is good. We have a staff meeting on Monday at 9. I'm going to have one every month, the third Monday of every month. We were doing Saturdays, but Saturdays just, they don't work because people are out of town, people have different things going, and then you got a bartender who closes the night before, and so that's late, and so Mondays, we're trying this Monday at 9 a.m., I think the biggest thing I'll come out of that is praise them. They're all working so good. The new gal is phenomenal.
Carla.
She's running circles last night. I mean, and that's what we want, people on the floor. I think there's just a few things to address, you know, is cost of sales and labor, you know, just, and that's not a whole lot of there. It's, you know, we're bringing things in and we got to move it out to keep our cost of sales low. And so it's, you know, upselling and different things, and it's all new too. I mean, they know it, but taking that menu out to the table, we have bartenders that they do it every time, you know, and they tell them what the special is, and you know, that's what your customers want. Just a few things to work on. Cell phone use, it's maybe my age, I don't know, but it drives me crazy. So we will address it again on Monday. And yeah, otherwise, all I hear is we have the best staff we've ever had. And that the kitchen is phenomenal, the changes to the menu, yeah.
Good, I like it, it's a lot pleasant, it's pleasant.
Good. So that was it.
All right, then we move on to quotes for the replacement of audio speakers and adding an option of an additional speaker.
That was our extra piece.
Oh, yeah. So we've got two bids, one from White Rabbit and one from Digital Horizons. And my question is now that we've tuned things up, do we really need to add anything, or is it still bad in there? I haven't been in personally to really listen, so I don't know.
From what both gentlemen have told me is the speakers that we're running in there right now are 20 years old. And so you're getting the value of 20-year-old speakers out of there. Yes, he tweaked things, and it is better. But if you upgrade, it's an upgrade. You know, the sound's probably going to travel better. That's what they're feeling. They don't know that we'll even need an additional speaker. They're feeling like if we upgrade those speakers, people are going to be able to hear it. Because one of the tough areas is over by pull tabs and over by the ATM. That's where I hear the most complaints is we can't hear it over here. So it's totally up to you. Like I said to Gary today, here, you know, here's another purchase that'll hit the P&L at a bad time of year. In my opinion, but
does this address anything for outside speakers?
Outside speakers were tested by both and said they're working fine.
Well,
Chester even, yep.
The outside speakers are newer than the originals inside, you know, right. And they're more expensive. They're $1,000 speakers. Oh, outside ones.
Have you heard different or maybe not yet this year?
Yeah, there's no static or anything. They're no clearer.
Yeah. Last summer it was just hard to hear sometimes.
With all the noise and people are talking out there.
And, I don't know, I mean, if it's something we hold off until we are busy and then really assess it before.
Well, it's not going to hurt you to get it out there.
True.
At least that's what I was doing.
I guess my opinion would be that if we do upgrade, I'd like to just do the two to start with and just to see if those, if they work better to get into that area that's not being, because a better speaker might give us better sound. I don't know. And we can always come back and stick another one in if we decide we need to. That's kind of how I feel. I think that if anybody would like to make a motion to purchase these, I'd like to hear that motion.
Well, you have two bids. You have one from Digital Horizons, which is in your packet.
They're kind of confusing. What was the rabbit one? Okay, then an 8-inch ceiling speaker on the first page.
That's an additional.
Okay, so it's the second page.
The second page is an 8-inch, two of them to replace the existing.
Okay, gotcha.
Okay. And then on Digital Horizons, excuse me, it's on page, what did I say, 82.
Yep, I have that.
Yep.
But they have the other, they have the new one figured in or the other one figured in too, right? Into the
well, they have audio system bar area, 432 for two new speakers. And then they have an additional put in at $223, but they didn't break down their labor per thing. So I don't know what your labor would be.
Well, if then we're comparing that to the second page of the white
quote,
correct?
Correct.
That's quite a difference.
Yes, it is. I guess the question is, do we want to go ahead with this, or should we wait and see how it works when it gets busier?
Yeah, we have some, it's starting to pick up and stuff, people are coming back and stuff.
Maybe.
I'm going to wait.
I'm good to wait, honestly. I see, you know, again, that as Ann is very considerate of is our bottom line and stuff, and probably be easier to purchase a little month or two from now on our property.
This one, Randy?
Yeah. Second one, Randy.
Oh, it was up there.
Yeah, it was the bank stuff.
Well, in the meantime, maybe I should circle back to Digital Horizons and ask them if they can break the labor down for just the two. Because their labor total is $990.
I see.
That's for the whole thing.
Right.
So,
that's with the new one and the new one.
Yes.
Yeah.
So maybe if I ask them to circle back with the...
Be easier to see oranges to oranges.
Yep.
Have we done business with both of these contractors?
We have.
Well, it sounds to me like we're going to just kind of let it hang for now and revisit it later, or is anybody...
Let's check out and see the proposal.
All right. I think we're going to move on now. Unless anybody else has got anything to say. All right, then we move on to the approval to hire Billy Fisher as a full-time bartender at $12.50 an hour. Part-time bartender. I'm sorry.
I'll find that.
Okay, I'll make that a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, this is the approval to add extra Chef Pro to the toll system for monitoring liquor pours. And I think it goes a little beyond just monitoring liquor pours. It helps us track inventory in from off sale to on sale, and just really helps us track everything entirely so we know where all our stuff is going. I've looked at it. It seems to be kind of expensive, but I think, you know, I spoke with Jess on this too, and, you know, her and Kim do a lot of physical inventory and things like that, and it takes a lot of time. With this, of course, we'll still have to do a physical, but this really gives us kind of by the minute of what is going on over there, and we can really kind of, I think it will actually kind of pay for itself by cutting some labor costs there, I believe. So
I do too, and I'm excited to, it's going to take, you know, some work, but one of the biggest losses, as Tom Stauber told me again last week, and I've heard it for years, is overpouring. So it'll give us the ability to go in, finally, and look at these pours. And
so
see
if
they're way
things.
Off, there's a problem.
And I think we haven't really been tracking on sale to on, off sale to on sale that greatly, and that would really help improve that too.
It would, because right now they transfer a case of beer in, but we don't track it.
Yeah, I think it just helped. With labor savings, probably the end of year accounting would be easier. I think it's very valuable for many things here. So with that, we'll need a motion and or any more discussion.
I'll make the motion.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Then we go to Mayor's report. I don't know if I've got anything to report, really.
One thing I did not list under the consent agenda was the two CDs coming to term.
Oh, I saw those.
Yep.
Yeah,
so I would if you go back to page 8.
Eight?
And basically, we're on the track where we're putting everything in the 4M fund.
The liquor, we can't do anything with that other than move it. They're not going to take that at the state level, correct?
That's an investment.
But wait, it's earmarked for what it's earmarked. Even if we move it to 4M, doesn't mean it's not. It's still earmarked for what it's earmarked.
So are we going to have a division? Like at this point, I think all of them in that are.
There's something in your packet of a breakdown on how that is, but
I'm going to work with them on getting a better breakdown. This page 8 is the best breakdown for you and me to understand. So I didn't have the information. So when you're looking at the 4M fund CDs under roads, the second one, I didn't have a rate of which I found it today. It actually went up when the CD was purchased. It's 3.85 and it expires or comes to term on 4/3 of 2028. So that's not a bad rate.
And no, that had gone up.
It had.
2.2 points.
Yeah. So the two CDs you have coming up, which I just need a motion to move them into the 4M fund.
Go ahead.
Make a motion that we move the two CDs, the one from CD number 8323 and CD number 5779 to the 4M fund.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Thank you.
Okay. Then we go to, all right, we're going to talk about.
I did two interviews, Gary and I did the interview with Chester, and Chester and I did an interview with Book, and I think I'd like to give him a 2.8% rating at this point. Book probably should have him in the first of the year, but better than late than not at all. So.
If that's a motion, I'll second it. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, we need the PEIP renewal for 2026.
The good news is it's not going up.
That's just renewing our
health insurance
for our employees.
Yeah, health insurance.
Yeah, I just made a motion that we accept the PEIP renewal for 2026.
So I get a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, then approval for AMRAP to attend the Brainerd Chamber Supervisor Training on the 30th of April through 1st of May.
What is that involved?
Let's do he already said Brainerd Lake Chamber. It's managing managing conflicts, holding people accountable. I'm very, very weak in that area.
I think it would be a great educational time for take advantage of that. I think in the position she's in here now, with Runch being kind of managing the liquor store, this is something that would really hopefully benefit her. I'd like to see her go. I'll make that motion.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Is there a cost on this?
Yes, it's $800. And
it's
kind of expensive, but I think it's well worth it.
I think it's going to be well worth it, too. I just didn't see a cost on it.
$825.
$825, yeah. I knew I'd seen it somewhere. But. Okay. Then I guess this letter we can talk about, I believe that'd be the correspondence.
They can't get a hold of the minutes? That's false, isn't it? I'm sorry, we were jumped out of page 106, which was
it's a letter from a resident.
We got an email here on page 106.
Well, the minutes don't go online till they're approved, so the March minutes were approved tonight, so now they'll go online.
Oh, okay, so that's it, it's a month behind.
Yep.
Yeah.
The audio is online, just not the minutes. So I just would need some guidance on replying to this gentleman, or if anybody would like to reply to him. I'm sorry, I bet this is at the end. Here we go.
Well, I believe that it's kind of to a point that, you know, it's, we, the county's going to do what they want to do, even though, no matter how we vote. You know, we just voted against what something similar to this, but they're going to come around and it's going to, then they'll have to have a public meeting on it and stuff like that. I don't know how to reply to this.
Well, I can certainly reply and start correspondence with him and explain our process and then
I think
what happened tonight, you know, that...
And maybe point him to the county too.
I think I will, to Tom Strack.
Yeah, because this is, it looks like it is something that we really have something to do, but really, in all honesty, it is kind of, they're going to do what they do.
Yeah.
So yeah, if we could kind of put together any kind of response for them, that'd be great.
No problem.
Well, in that, you were supposedly agreed. I don't recall if this is Adam that I made contact with several weeks ago right after a previous council meeting. But if you look at that map, he currently has some cross-county land to access his land. And they were supposed to put up 7 acres for him to purchase so that he would own his right-of-way.
He isn't the one that has the homestead on the property already, is he?
No, that wasn't that one.
Oh, all right.
Well, this is something completely different. I didn't research.
I don't know. The one Tom Strack
kind of runs more towards a county. They're the ones that control that property, us.
Absolutely. And like you said, we're going to be the ones. No, that was Stephen.
You know, we could do a zoning classification on it, but that's really about the only thing that I can see that we can do. I mean, we can't stop it or anything at all. So,
okay.
Move on. Any unfinished business?
I just wanted you guys to see this.
This
is awesome. And you guys too, look in the entryway. It's, let's see, how many Lions clubs are getting together, neighbors helping neighbors, to do yard cleanups, minor house repairs, different things. There's little sheets in the entryway too to sign up and contact information. I've handed this already to some of our customers over there, and they're quite excited.
Yeah.
So are the Lions.
This is really great.
It is. Then the other thing I just had laid on your desk was Crow Wing County, our bill that I just got. The past due balance, just so you know, was a mistake. I paid the bill in full. But so what you saved for this billing cycle was $180.30 from the solar. And there's a graph on the left there that says shows your rate produced, and it shows February, March, April. I don't know why December, January aren't on there. I don't think we were really producing much in those months.
Well, you're not, between snow cover and the angle of the sun, you're not going to get anything.
But we should really see this, so I'll try to make sure you have this every month, just as an FYI. So we should be seeing
it. Nice bit of savings there. Be honest.
So there was one thing this past weekend in traveling the North Shore. There was a very high percentage of homes that had panels on their roof.
Sure. Yeah, it's getting, well, I think their panels are getting better, you know, and that's, when I first started looking into this probably 15 years ago, it was, you know, it was good, but things weren't as good as they are now and every year they improve also. All right,
motion to adjourn.
Open forum first. I'll vote motion to adjourn.
You got it.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.